It's real, isn't it? And it's precious, isn't it?
Preciosa.
Because
Porque
it's not mind over matter. It's not psychology.
Sobre materia, no es psicología.
But it's the presence of the Lord.
Es la presencia del Señor.
When we think about Him,
cuando pensamos
when we talk
acerca
about
de
Him,
y hablamos acerca de ello,
He draws near, doesn't
él
He?
Se acerca, no es así.
And when He is there,
y cuando él está ahí,
you know, everything of this world grows strangely dim, as that song.
Y todo en este mundo empieza a desaparecer extrañamente.
Oh, how we love Him.
Oh, cómo lo amamos.
Would you bow with me, please?
Inclinaría conmigo, por favor.
Heavenly Father,
Padre Celestial,
You are more than life to us.
Tú eres más que vida en nosotros.
There's words that our minds fail to express what's in our hearts.
Para expresar lo que hay en nuestros corazones.
Because You're everything.
Porque tú eres todo.
Job said that You're more than my necessary bread.
Dijo que tú eres más que mi pan necesario.
And we say the same thing.
Y decimos la misma cosa.
You're, as the world gets darker,
por el mundo se oscurece más,
Your light shines brighter.
Tu luz brilla mucho más, más
And
brillante.
Oh, how beautiful that light is to
Porque
us.
Qué hermosa esa luz es para nosotros.
Father, we come into Your presence
Padre,
today.
Venimos hacia tu presencia.
Wanting to exalt Your name.
Queriendo exaltar tu nombre.
To lift You very high in our hearts.
Levantarte muy alto en nuestros corazones.
To give You preeminence.
Para darte preeminencia.
For You to be king over each one of
us. Que tú seas rey sobre cada uno de nosotros.
And we come under the blood of Your Son, our
Venimos
Lord Jesus.
Bajo la sangre de tu hijo, nuestro Señor
we
Jesús.
Know You'll meet here.
Sabemos que tú nos encontrarás
Believe You'll
ahí.
Speak to us.
Y tú nos hablarás ahí.
Be glorified, Father. That's our prayer.
Glorificado, Padre, esa es nuestra oración.
And we ask it in Jesus' name.
Pedimos en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks. You may be seated.
Gracias, se pueden sentar.
Everybody good?
Todos bien?
This week I
semana
felt a bit of a conviction from the Lord.
Sentí un poquito de convicción del Señor.
And He did something very special for me.
Hizo algo muy especial para mí.
And last Sunday I didn't mention it.
El domingo pasado no lo mencioné.
But we love to
Pero amamos
talk about the things of the Lord.
Hablar acerca de las cosas del Señor.
Because He's there for each one of us.
Porque Él está ahí para cada uno de
and,
nosotros.
We see Him work and we love.
Y lo miramos
But,
trabajar y amamos. Pero
you know, we need to testify.
Necesitamos testificar.
We need to, you know, Psalm 105, you know.
Salmo 105, usted sabe.
We sing it.
Lo cantamos.
But it needs to be part of our everyday lives, really.
Necesita ser parte de nuestras vidas diarias.
Starting with verse 1.
Comenzando con el versículo 1.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord and call upon His name.
Alabar a Jehová, invocar su nombre.
Make known His deeds.
Dar a conocer sus obras.
Among the people.
En los pueblos.
Sing unto Him.
Cantarle.
Sing psalms unto Him.
Cantarle salmos.
Talk ye of His wondrous works.
Habla de todas sus maravillas.
Glory ye in His holy name.
Glorias en su santo nombre.
And let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord.
Alegres el corazón de los que buscan a Jehová.
Seek the Lord.
Buscar a Jehová.
And His strength.
Y su poder.
And seek His face evermore.
Buscad siempre
His presence.
Su rostro.
Remember His marvelous works that He hath done.
Acordaos de las maravillas que Él ha hecho.
And His wonders and the judgments of His mouth.
De sus prodigios y de los juicios de su boca.
Now, Brother Branham tells us
El hermano Branham nos dice
many times that it's we are Gentiles.
Muchas veces que somos gentiles.
And as Gentiles,
y como gentiles,
well, Carlins, you're such a blessing to see you here. Missed you. Everybody good?
Todos bien?
Daniel, good to see you. Look at Sister
bueno,
Mary there. God bless you. Nice
hermana.
To see you.
Bueno, mirarte.
Everybody well?
¿Todos bien?
Where was I? We need to talk about him.
Necesitamos hablar acerca
we
de
need
él.
To tell everybody
necesitamos
and
decirle a todos
voice how glorious he is to us.
Qué tan glorioso él es para con nosotros.
So, oh, yeah. That's what it was. Gentiles, that's
Gentiles.
Where we were.
Eso es lo que éramos.
We're not supposed to lay hands on the sick, we're supposed to speak.
Wow. No se supone que debemos poner manos sobre los enfermos. Tenemos okay. que hablar.
So I know I've been, Juan's been with me, and
Juan ha estado conmigo.
Sometimes God puts it on your heart, speak.
Y algunas veces pone en tu corazón el hablar.
Well, when bueno, you speak,
cuando usted habla,
before something happens,
antes de que algo acontezca,
that puts you in a whole different place of faith.
Eso lo pone usted en un doesn't it? Diferente lugar de fe, ¿no es así?
Okay, so
entonces,
if you speak, something's going to happen.
Si usted habla que algo va a acontecer,
the minute you say that, you know, the old enemy is right there.
El minuto en cuanto usted hace eso, el enemigo
you
viejo
know,
está ahí.
Well, what if?
Bueno, que sí. Know.
See, and Brother ¿ve? Branham,
y el hermano Branham
tells us,
nos dice,
he said, the reason
la razón
we don't ask for more and believe
no
for more, we're afraid.
Por más, o creemos por más, well, es que
what if it
temor?
Doesn't happen?
Que si no pasa.
Well, if you just spoke,
bueno, si tú acabas de citar,
that puts you in a position.
Eso te pone okay. en una posición, ¿no está bien?
But he says, speak.
Pero él dice, habla.
Okay, you guys, so come okay. on. Let's get into this place the
vamos
Lord wants us to be.
A entrar a ese lugar donde Dios nos quiere que
and
estemos.
And let's speak, okay?
¿Está bien?
So I know
sé,
it's happened several times.
Ha pasado muchas veces.
I've seen God change storms and move
y
storms
mira,
and move fronts.
Cambia tormentas y mueve tormentas por nosotros.
Okay, and last Saturday night
el sábado en la noche,
was
pasado sábado,
Mary was still up. It was about 1 in the morning.
Era
that,
una de la mañana,
remember that storm that came through? How many of you were awakened by that?
Cuando ustedes estaban
I don't know about your house, but our house it was. I've
yo
never
no
heard
pero
lightning and thunder quite that loud. And the
cosas,
wind was gusting.
Relámpagos.
So we got up and we prayed together.
Ráfagas. Y teníamos temor juntos.
And I always pray, Lord, protect all of your children's homes.
Y dije, decía yo, Señor, protege a todos tus hijos.
So, entonces, and protect ours.
Y protectan los de nosotros.
Protect our home from damage.
Protege
and your homes from damage. Okay.
Daño. ¿Está bien?
So I heard this large boom.
Yo escuché esta grande
I looked outside and I saw the wind in the trees.
Y el aire y los árboles.
And I thought,
y pensé,
how in the world are those staying in the ground? It was that
caramba,
strong.
Todavía siguen you know? Ahí en la tierra.
I mean, it was
árboles.
Incredible. You
era
know, and we
¿sabes?
Know who that is. That's the prince of the power of the air.
Sabemos quién es ese. Es el príncipe que tiene el poder en el del aire.
That's nature that's perverted, you know.
Ya ves que su naturaleza está pervertida, usted sabe.
So,
entonces,
when I spoke,
cuando hablé,
went out the next morning and there was a tree down
salí
on the north side of our house.
Y había un árbol tirado en la parte norte de nuestra
but
casa. Pero
here's on the north side, looking at our house, it'd be on the right.
Hacia nuestra casa ahí en la derecha.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And it's between two houses and there's a 6-foot fence there.
Dos casas,
huge branches
unas cercas, unas grandes ramas
over the neighbor's house and our house.
Sobre lado del vecino y nuestra casa.
So here this was rotten and we didn't know it.
Estaba podrido, usted sabe.
And it came down
y cayó.
Perfect.
Perfectamente.
There was not one scratch.
No había
there was not one shingle torn. There was
no
not one window crack.
Nada,
there was not a scratch on the siding.
Rota.
And it only had this much room to do it in.
Honestly,
right, sir?
Correcto,
they helped. That much.
Así.
Perfect.
Perfecto.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord and call upon his name. And that's an encouragement for every one of us. Let's talk about his goodness. Let's talk about his wondrous works. Let's talk about how wonderful he is. Let's talk about how he answers prayer. Because we serve a living God. Okay? Yeah, that happened a few years ago. Jamie and Christian. And not, you weren't born yet, kiddo. Isaiah and Kaylee were little kids. And they were over there, and I was here. This huge storm comes through. And I prayed that same thing. And Jamie's looking out the front door. There's this huge maple on the left side of our garage driveway. And she said, that thing just split. And the storm, the cloud, the whirlwind went right, and it went right through it. But I prayed for the neighbors. I said, don't let damage. Well, a huge maple tree in the front yard fell right on their house. It was laid so gently on the house, it didn't even scratch a shingle.
Just absolutamente fue dañado.
We serve a living God. So, brothers and sisters, testify of him, please. Let's make known his deeds among the people. Let's lift his name. Okay, turn with me, because this has always been a special scripture to me in my heart, even it's the Old Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Okay. This is just Israel, and this is at the end. Is this yours or mine?
It's yours.
Oh, thanks. Did I? Yes, you did. Don't even know what I'm doing. It's old age for you. Deuteronomy 4. Because as this is what Moses, God's man for men at that time, telling the people, and this is towards the end of their journey. Okay. And we're going to start with verse 5. And behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me.
Mira, yo he enseñado estatutos, decretos, como Jehová mi Dios me mandó.
That you should do so in the land where you go to possess it.
Para que hagáis en el medio de la tierra en la cual entráis para tomar posesión de ella.
Isn't that us with the word given to us? Go. Okay, look at verse 6.
Mira el versículo 6.
Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom.
Puedes ponerlos por obra, porque esta es vuestra sabiduría.
And your understanding in the sight of the nations.
Y vuestra inteligencia ante los ojos de los pueblos.
Which shall hear all of these statutes and say.
Los cuales oirán todos estos estatutos y dirán.
Oh, read this out loud with me, would you?
Usted conmigo,
the next phrase.
La siguiente frase.
Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. That's what the world should be saying about the bride of Christ.
Right? De Cristo, los cuales oirán todos estos estatutos y dirán ciertamente pueblo sabio entendido.
Okay. Verse 7. Read it out loud with me. For what nation is there so great who hath God so near to them as the Lord our God in all things that we call upon him for? Don't you love that? Yeah. That's us. That's you. That's each one of us. So let's read verse 7 again. Let's stand up and read it together, okay?
Okay.
For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God in all things that we call upon him for? There you go. How great is our God. How great is our God. How great is his name. He's the greatest one. Forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And he said, I'm going to lead you, yes, sir, Put your trust in me.
Pon tu confianza
That's
en
what
mí.
I keep hearing him say more all
diciendo.
Every day. Trust me, trust
días.
Me, trust
confía
me, right?
En mí, confía en mí.
Thanks, you may be seated.
Gracias, se pueden sentar.
Okay, we're going to get into the Word.
Vamos a entrar a la palabra.
Back into the book of Hebrews. But there's something I've been wanting to do for several weeks. Been on my heart and just now. It's, I've been wanting to talk about the blood of Jesus. And we know in this message that the blood is the Word.
La sangre es la palabra.
But I used to do Bible studies for the young people.
Hacíamos estudios de Biblia
years
para jóvenes,
and years and years ago.
Años y años atrás.
I've been wanting to do this
he
again because,
quite
honestly,
porque honestamente, sinceramente,
until you understand that, I don't know if you really understand the message.
Hasta que usted entiende esto,
okay.
No sé si usted entiende el mensaje. ¿Está bien?
Because we need to understand.
Necesitamos entender.
So much emphasis is placed on the Word, and
tanto
why is that?
Y por qué es
okay,
¿está bien?
Why is it?
¿Por qué es?
Now, young people,
gente joven.
I'm going to be calling on you, okay?
Voy a estar a, básicamente hablándoles a ustedes.
Okay, Levi, yeah, you were just, he was begging for, what's the blood of Jesus?
¿Qué es la sangre de Jesús?
That's what I would say when I was your age.
Eso es lo que yo diría cuando yo tenía tu edad.
Okay. Lilia.
Lilia.
What is the purpose of the blood?
¿Cuál es el propósito de la sangre, Lilia?
Hosanna, would you like to answer?
Hosanna, ¿te gustaría contestar?
Sophie.
Sophia.
Where do I find it?
¿Dónde
if
la
I need to be covered by the blood.
Yo que
and I'm going to Jesus. Where do I find that blood?
A Jesús, ¿dónde yo encuentro esa sangre?
I need to find it, right,
necesito
Christian?
¿Correcto, Christian?
How can I go get it to cover my sin?
¿Cómo puedo ir a agarrarla para que cubra mi pecado?
So here we are. Okay.
Encontramos, está bien.
We hope to answer these questions and we'll take it sort of piece by piece, but I'm going to start at the end. So I'm going to end here because this quote is in the message indictment. And it shows that when things change with the Lord, he doesn't change, but okay, the word of Noah didn't work in Moses' day, we know that,
okay,
so he has different provisions at different times, so okay, here he's talking about Christ Jesus, okay, so this is, by the way, I sent the Dropbox notes. If you can pick them up on your phone or you can follow along, some of these scriptures and some of the quotes there.
Okay.
That way, if you read them yourself to see them,
I think.
All right, we're up, paragraph 108.
Paragraph 108.
And Christ is God's provided Lamb of Sacrifice.
Cordero provisto por Dios para el sacrificio.
And today,
hoy,
there's only one place that God will meet man,
un lugar donde Dios
and that's
con
under
el hombre,
the blood of Jesus
y eso
Christ.
Bajo la sangre de Jesucristo.
Anywhere else is
lugar
condemned.
Está condenado.
That's a strong statement.
Esa es una declaración
God means
muy fuerte.
Business.
Dios es serio acerca
God
de esto.
Will never hear it.
Dios nunca lo escuchará.
You might do all kinds of emotions,
tal vez haga todo tipo de emociones,
all kinds of isms,
todo tiempo.
And
de
shake and jump and have blood and fire and smoke and everything else.
Sangre, fuego, y humo, y todo lo demás.
But as long as the life
pero mientras que esa vida
isn't compared with the Word
no está comparada con la palabra,
and
y Dios,
God identified, thoroughly identified that life,
identificándola totalmente esa vida,
then there's no need trying it.
Entonces no hay necesidad de tratar.
Because you're out.
Porque usted está fuera.
You can imagine how that well that was received in that day, can't
usted
you?
Se puede imaginar cómo bien recibida fue eso, ¿no?
And God will never meet it till it comes under the care of that blood.
Y Dios nunca se encontrará con ella hasta que venga bajo el cuidado de esa sangre.
So that puts me, hey Christian, and you go to a Christian school. How much do you hear about the cross? How much do you hear about Jesus on the cross? Not much? Oh, that's sad. Anybody of kids go to Christian schools? You're homeschooled a lot of you. Where do I find the blood? Where is it, Timothy? Where do I find the blood? I need to be covered by it. How do I get it? Okay. So let's go on.
Vamos a continuar.
Paragraph 109.
Parágrafo 109.
In the message, in the quote.
En el mensaje, en la cita.
I'm just continuing on the same quote.
Estoy continuando la misma cita.
From the, I did. Yes, I did. From indictment.
De la acusación.
Okay.
Está bien.
So you see in the scripture, usted we've got a Jerusalem.
Tenemos una Jerusalén.
The church has.
La iglesia tiene,
it's in heaven.
Está en el cielo.
Heavenly Jerusalem.
Una Jerusalén celestial.
Where God is.
Donde Dios
now, doesn't
es.
That sound like Hebrews 12:22 to you guys?
Hebreos 12, 22.
Huh? That's what we've been talking about,
es
isn't
lo que
it?
Hemos estado hablando, ¿no es así?
God is in that place, in that
Dios
heavenly
está
place.
En ese lugar, celestial.
And today it's not under some creed or something.
Y hoy no está bajo ningún credo o algo.
That we try to make it a Jerusalem.
La tratamos de hacer como una Jerusalén.
We like Methodists.
Nos
would like to know now.
Los metodistas. Nos gustaría
the Methodist ahorita. Headquarters at Jerusalem.
Si los metodistas, la sede de los metodistas, hacer una Jerusalén.
The Catholic would like to make Rome.
Los católicos les gustaría hacer a Roma.
And different places where they have headquarters.
Y los lugares diferentes donde ellos tienen sus sedes.
We'd like to make that a Jerusalem.
Nos gustaría hacer esa nuestra.
Why
Jerusalén.
Jerusalem is so important?
Porque Jerusalén es tan
That's
importante.
The only place they could meet
es el único
with
lugar
God
donde
and
ellos
a sacrifice be accepted by Him.
Y el sacrificio siendo aceptado por él.
Okay, está but bien. The Bible says
Pero la Biblia dice
our Jerusalem is from above,
que nuestra Jerusalén es de arriba,
which is the mother of all believers.
La cual es la madre de todos los creyentes.
Now in Christ is God's provided Lamb.
Ahora en Cristo es el Cordero provisto por Dios.
Now look at his statement. Notice how appropriate it was.
Mire qué tan apropiado esto era.
Showing that that Jerusalem was ceasing.
Mostrando que esa Jerusalén estaba cesando. ¿Está bien?
That Jerusalem was ceasing.
Esa Jerusalén estaba cesando.
Look at his next statement.
Mire su siguiente declaración.
It was in effect.
Estaba en efecto.
Until that hour.
Hasta esa hora.
That hour, the hour that Jesus hung on the cross.
Esa hora en la cual Jesús fue colgado en la cruz.
What's his next phrase?
¿Cuál es su siguiente frase?
The blood of the lamb.
La sangre del cordero.
Talking about the animal lamb.
Hablando del cordero animal.
The blood of the lamb was all right until that day.
Estaba bien la esa sangre hasta ese día.
But now at the crucifixion it changes.
Pero ahora en la crucifixión. It cambia.
Okay, the old system is done.
El viejo system, el viejo, viejo sistema está acabado.
There's a new one.
Ahí había uno nuevo.
And the lamb was at the sacrifice.
Y el cordero estaba en el sacrificio.
The lamb,
el cordero,
the sacrificial lamb
el
was on the ground.
Estaba en los terrenos,
and they were condemning
tierra.
And doing the very thing there that they had to do.
Condenando y haciendo la mímica cosa que
okay,
tenían
so
que
there
hacer.
Was a sacrificial animal lamb on the grounds. There was also the Lamb of God on the
Ahí
grounds at the same time.
Un animal de sacrificio, un cordero, y también estaba el sacrificio, el cordero de Dios.
Are you with me?
¿Me entiendes?
Okay, paragraph 111.
Párrafo
111. God be blessed for seeing this wonderful heavenly light in the last day.
por asegurarse de mirar esta maravillosa luz en este último día.
Okay, this is part of the seals opened and the word becoming new.
Abierto y la palabra llegando a ser nueva.
Because the churches has done the same thing today.
Porque las iglesias han hecho la misma cosa hoy.
So he says today is the same thing that happened that day when Jesus was crucified in Jerusalem.
Hoy es la misma cosa que pasó cuando Jesús estaba siendo sacrificado.
Okay.
La misma cosa.
Notice he says until the hour that organization religion is condemned.
Hasta que la hora que la religión organización está condenada.
That was that hour. That was that day.
Era ese día.
7th of July 1963. Organization condemned and proved.
Organización
to be sacrificing
probó,
Christ's word.
Probó de estar sacrificando la palabra de Dios.
From then on,
desde entonces,
it becomes the word
viene la palabra,
and the word only.
La palabra solamente.
Isn't that interesting? It's quite a progression, isn't it?
Es como una progresión, ¿es así?
Okay. From the old Paschal lamb,
desde el viejo cordero
animal,
de la Pascua,
passed animal, away.
Murió.
And Christ became our Lamb, the man, Christ Jesus, at the day of the crucifixion.
En el día de la crucifixión.
See, he's going over the same progression.
Está pasando a través de la misma progresión.
And the day that the denomination crucified the Word of God
crucificó la palabra de Dios,
and accepted a creed in the stead of the Word,
en lugar de la palabra,
that's the day the Word came into full effect.
Ese es el día que la palabra llegó a estar en pleno efecto.
That's just recently.
Y esto es, ha sido okay. Recientemente.
So now,
ahora,
we'd like to go and spend quite a bit of time in Scripture, and today we're just going to do the first part. Next week we'll do the second part. So we really won't get to the part today.
No entraremos a la parte hoy.
Through the Scriptures, but it's all there.
Pero está todo ahí.
That the blood is the word all through the word of God.
La sangre okay? La palabra, todo a través
so we are going
Dios.
Here. Open your Bibles again to Hebrews chapter 5.
Hebreos
we'll take
cinco.
This for a text because
texto,
it all has to do with our high priest.
Porque todo tiene que ver con okay? Nuestro sumo sacerdote.
Está Jesus bien. Christ.
Jesucristo.
What did high priest do?
¿Qué es lo que el sumo sacerdote hace?
Why? What differentiated him from all the other priests?
Que lo diferenciaba a él de todos los sacerdotes.
Would you stand with me? Let's read chapter
5,
1.
Vamos a leer capítulo 5,
through
Hebreos,
10.
Del 1 al 10.
For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men.
Porque todo sumo sacerdote tomado de entre los hombres es constituido a favor de los hombres.
A man from men for men.
Un hombre para hombre por hombre.
In things pertaining to God.
En lo que a Dios se refiere.
That he might offer both gifts and sacrifices
para que
presente for sins.
Sacrificios por los pecados.
Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? Aren't you thankful for that?
Nuestro está agradecido por esto, para que se muestre paciente por los ignorantes y extraviados.
For he himself is also compassed with infirmity.
Pues que él también está rodeado de debilidad.
Okay, now that's Hebrews chapter 2,
es
last
dos.
Half of the chapter. He's our high priest.
Él es nuestro sumo sacerdote.
Okay.
Está bien.
And by reason thereof, he ought to, as for the people, so for himself, to offer sins.
De ella, debe ofrecer por los pecados, tanto por sí mismo como también por los
And no man takes this honor to himself.
No tome, nadie tome esta honra para sí.
But he that is called of God, as
sino
was Aaron.
Es llamado por Dios, como lo fue Aarón.
So this is God's doing.
Es el hacer de Dios.
God's man for man is
el hombre
God's doing, not man's
Dios
doing.
Para el hombre. No es el hombre haciéndolo.
God's doing.
Dios lo está haciendo.
So also Christ glorified not himself
así tampoco Cristo se
to be made a high priest,
a sí mismo,
but he that said unto him, Thou art my son,
tú eres mi hijo.
Okay, today I have begotten thee.
Yo te he engendrado hoy.
As he's also said in another place,
como también dice en otro lugar,
Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
Tú eres sacerdote para siempre, según el orden de Melchizedek.
Who in the days of his flesh, when he was offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death,
ofreciendo ruegos súplicos con gran clamor y lágrimas al que le podía librar de la muerte,
and was heard in that he feared.
Fue oído a causa de su temor reverente.
Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things that he suffered.
Y aunque era hijo, por lo que padeció, aprendió la obediencia.
And being made perfect,
habiendo sido perfeccionado,
he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him.
para todos los que le obedecen.
Called of God a high priest.
Y fue declarado por Dios sumo sacerdote.
After the order of
según el orden de Melquisedec.
Melchizedek. Okay, thanks.
Bien.
You may be
gracias,
seated.
Se pueden sentar.
All right. Now we've been looking at God's man for man and spending time on the fact that the scripture is the high priest.
Que esta escritura es el sumo sacerdote según el orden
okay.
de Melquisedec. ¿Está bien?
Now, you could break all of these apart
todo puedes
romper and go into each little aspect.
Y ir a cada aspecto.
I'm not interested in that, just
no
to get to my point that I'm
pero
trying to break the word
que estoy tratando.
Is the blood now.
Que la sangre es la palabra.
Okay, now we know that God set aside the tribe of Levi for the service of the tabernacle and the service directly to him
y para servirle directamente
in the
tabernacle.
There were those called Levites.
Ahí estaban aquellos llamados
there were those called priests.
Y ahí estaban aquellos llamados sacerdotes.
And there was only one high priest
pero tan solo
at a time.
Un sumo sacerdote a la vez.
And this man was set apart for a specific purpose of bringing blood into the most holy place, into the presence
hombre fue
of
separado
God.
Para un, por propósito muy específico de traer la sangre hacia el lugar santísimo.
And his duty was to sprinkle the mercy seat with that blood
y su deber era rociar el propiciatorio con esa
to atone for the sins of Israel.
Para expiar todos los santos, todos los pecados de Israel.
If blood is to be offered to God,
si sangre tiene que ser ofrecida a Dios,
there's got to be a bleeder, right?
Tiene que haber alguien que,
and if there's got to be
yeah, no.
If there's a bleeder, someone's got to
si hay alguien que está sangrando,
offer it freely.
Tiene que haber alguien que lo ofrezca libremente.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Now we know that Abel,
sabemos que Abel
by revelation,
por revelación,
offered a blood of a lamb.
Ofreció una sangre de un cordero.
And after that, God gave his statutes and commandments
después
for the
eso,
offering. And
Dios da estatutos y mandamientos para,
every
para
single
prenda.
One of them we know pointed to Christ Jesus.
Y sabes, cada uno de ellos apuntaba hacia el Señor Jesús. Cuál iba a venir.
But we know
pero sabemos
that God had in his mind from the beginning
que Dios tenía en su mente desde el principio
the only one fit to be high priest before
el único
him.
Apto para ser sumo sacerdote delante de Dios.
And that's the mystery of himself.
Y era el misterio de él mismo.
Okay, you know,
¿sabe?
You think you have a handle on Godhead sometimes,
usted piensa
right?
Que usted entiende a Dios, ¿correcto?
You know, so Brother Branham,
el hermano Branham,
he says, you know,
dice,
is there a difference between God and his son?
¿Hay una diferencia entre Dios y su hijo?
So now the prophet says,
ahora el profeta dice,
now if I said,
si digo,
you know, the world has sinned,
el mundo ha pecado,
but I'm not going to do it, I'm going to send my son to do it.
Pero no lo voy a hacer, voy a enviar a mi hijo para
so I'm going to send Billy Paul. That wouldn't be just, that wouldn't be right, would it?
Voy a enviar a Billy Paul. Eso no sería justo.
So there had to be a way
so, tiene que haber
where he could do it.
Donde él lo pueda
well,
hacer.
God can't die.
Bueno, no
so how
morir.
Does that work?
¿Cómo eso
so
funciona?
In your intellectual mind, if that's where you are stuck in the intellectual part of it, you'll go crazy trying to figure out Godhead because you can't. it's a revelation,
es una
period.
Revelación, punto.
So you, know,
entonces,
it's, you go to John, but chapter 1 was it, verse
Juan, uno.
The word became flesh.
Y la palabra llegó a ser carne.
Now,
ahora,
the people who like to be strict separatarians of father and son would say
pero,
the word came into flesh. Didn't
padre,
say that.
Hijo.
Says it became
dice
it.
La carne. No, dice que llegó a ser.
Yeah.
Sí.
You know, so ¿sabe? there's so many things.
Hay tantas cosas.
So you just bow your head before entonces, God and say, my pea brain
de
can't
Dios.
Understand all this, but
Señor, no puede entender todo esto, pero
we know what's been taught. And we know we're not Trinitarians. And we know we're not oneness. So there is a difference, but there's the sameness. So that mystery of God himself entering into his own body that he created. And go to chapter 1 of Hebrews. Yeah. So you know how Brother Branham he's takes us on a little
esto
expedition with him
toma como una
back in time.
De regreso en tiempo,
and he says, you're standing on a balcony looking out and you don't see anything.
Está parado en un balcón y usted no lo mira.
There's no atoms, there's no stars,
no hay
there's
átomos,
nothing.
No hay estrellas.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And he says, what's the first thing?
Y dice, ¿cuál es la primera cosa?
What's the first thing that you see?
La primera cosa que usted ve.
A light.
Una luz.
What is that light?
¿Qué es esa luz?
The Logos.
Es el Logos.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So what is the Logos, Stephen?
¿Qué es el Logos, Esteban?
Attributes of God.
Atributos de Dios.
So here is the eternal God.
Aquí está el Dios eterno.
And he brings something into visibility that is him.
Trae algo hacia visibilidad.
It's the expression of the word, the thought of the word. And that's the Logos. And he says, that's it. That's what you see.
Usted dice, eso es.
Okay. So here is
aquí está
the eternal one,
el eterno,
the Father,
el Padre.
And here's one that's not eternal,
y aquí está uno que no es eterno,
because it had a beginning,
porque tiene un principio.
So it, but it's him.
Pero es él.
What's the difference?
¿Cuál es la diferencia?
So
entonces,
here,
aquí,
in Hebrews chapter 1,
Hebreos uno,
okay,
capítulo uno,
it always amazes me because here is God
aquí está Dios,
and here is this Logos,
y aquí está este Logos
which is him made visible,
lo cual es él,
right?
Hecho visible,
he's the visibility of the invisible.
Él es la visibilidad de lo invisible.
And we're talking about lambs and bloods and lives.
De corderos y sangre,
but it's all life. So here's what we're
eso,
focusing on for
aquí
a minute.
Es donde nos estamos enfocando por un minuto.
Okay. Read verse 4 and 5 with me, would you? Chapter 1? Hebrews? Okay. Being made so much better than the angels,
hecho tanto superior a los ángeles,
as he hath inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they.
Cuando heredó más excelente nombre que ellos.
For unto which of the angels said he at any time?
Porque a cuál de los ángeles dijo,
you are my son,
mi hijo eres
this
tú.
Day I have begotten.
Yo te he engendrado hoy.
And again he said,
vez,
now here's the, here it is, Jesse, look at this. What does
Jesse,
he say?
Mira, lo que es lo que
I will be to him what?
Yo será él que, padre.
So he is identifying part himself come visibility and into time. And he is saying
tiempo,
to that,
eso,
I will be to him a father.
Yo seré a él un padre.
Now,
ahora,
there is no difference in essentiality or intrinsicality of what it is. The only difference is one had a beginning, one came into visibility, right? So he says to this one, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Isn't that incredible? I mean, stop and think about that. So here's this Logos, so, and here is God, and he's, this is the beginning of life coming to you
vida viniendo a ti
through his blood,
a través
which is
de su
his
sangre,
life.
Lo cual
so there's
su
the
sangre.
Beginning of
so,
it, okay?
Ahí está el principio de ello, está bien.
Before the world began,
antes de que el mundo comenzara,
he was Jesus Christ,
él era
crucified.
Jesucristo,
okay?
Crucificado.
All right, now Hebrews chapter 10.
Ahora, Hebreos 10.
If you go there,
¿seguiría usted allí?
And let's read verses 5 through 9.
5 al 9.
So this lamb,
este
this
cordero,
perfect high priest,
este
presenting blood,
sacerdote perfecto,
and he didn't, he didn't kill something to present it.
Y él no mató algo para presentarlo.
He became the sacrifice
él
himself.
Llegó a hacer el sacrificio él mismo.
Because that's the only life that could redeem me.
Porque
is his life.
La única vida que podía redimirme.
So we're going into this place,
yendo hacia este lugar,
ending up today, blood is life. We'll go that
vida.
Far. Are you with me?
Vamos a llegar así de lejos. ¿Está usted conmigo?
Say it with me. Blood is life.
Dios
now
conmigo.
Let's turn it around. Then let's say life is.
Vida es.
If A is B, then B is A. Correct?
Y con cualquiera de los, es
okay,
vida,
so chapter 10,
so, capítulo 10
verse 5.
Versículo 5.
For when he cometh into the world,
por lo cual, entrando en el mundo,
here's this Logos.
Aquí está este Logos.
Here's before he came, he had a body.
Él tenía un cuerpo.
Antes wherefore, when cuerpo, he comes into the world,
por lo cual, entrando en el mundo, dice,
he said,
él dice,
Okay, sacrifice an offering that you didn't want, that wouldest not,
no quisiste,
but you prepared a body.
Más me preparaste cuerpo.
He wasn't in a body,
no,
but God prepared
cuerpo,
a body.
Pero Dios preparó,
okay?
Está bien.
So here is this eternal one,
aquí está este eterno,
and the one that is eternal life, not in eternal form.
Y uno que tiene vida eterna, no,
it's
no
the life
forma
of God. It's the life of God,
la vida de Dios,
listen, brothers and sisters, beginning to make its way to you.
Comenzando a hacer camino
so he
para
could
venir
touch
a usted.
You today, so he could help you today,
para que él pudiera venir a usted
so
hoy
he could bring
hoy,
you back to him today.
Para poderlo traer de regreso a él,
okay?
Hoy con él. ¿Está bien?
So, verse 7.
Versículo siete.
Let's read it again.
Vamos a leerlo otra vez.
Then said I,
entonces,
lo,
dije, he aquí,
I come,
que vengo,
in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God.
Para hacer tu voluntad.
So here is the son,
aquí está el hijo,
the one to whom God said, I'm going to be, there's this logos, that is me, and I'm going to call myself Father, and I'm going to call him son,
y lo voy a llamar a el hijo.
But it's me expressed.
Pero soy yo expresado.
Making sense?
Tiene sentido.
Okay. So here he is,
aquí está.
And this one,
y este,
anything that comes out of God,
cualquier cosa que sale de Dios,
is automatically,
es automáticamente,
and I mean that, automatically subject to everything that he is.
Sujeto a todo lo que
subject
él
to the Father.
Sujeto
I come
al Padre.
To do thy will.
Vengo a hacer
okay.
Tu voluntad.
Verse
8.
For when he said, sacrifice an offering and burnt offerings, an offering for sin thou wouldest not.
Sacrificio prendi y holocausto y expiaciones por el pecado no quisiste.
Neither had thou pleasure therein, which are offered by my law. Verse 9, read it out loud with me. And 10. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. Verse 10, read it out loud. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus once for all.
En esa voluntad somos santificados mediante la ofrenda del cuerpo de Jesucristo, hecho una vez para siempre.
Okay.
Está bien.
Now, this, here he was, and it's
aquí
fulfilled.
Él estaba, y es
it just, let's go back to chapter 9 now.
Vamos de regreso
in verse 22.
Versículo 20,
and here's what happened.
Y aquí está lo que pasa,
when he came to do his will.
Cuando él vino a hacer la voluntad,
and he came through suffering.
Y cuando vino a través de sufrimiento,
through tears.
A través de
through
lágrimas,
pain.
A través de dolor,
through a broken heart.
A través de un
and he
roto,
came and he left his body.
Y dejó su cuerpo,
out of love.
Por amor.
In God's great plan of redemption.
Y el gran plan de redención de Dios.
Timothy, he did this for you.
Timothy, él hizo
pay attention,
por ti.
But
pon atención.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
He loves you.
Él te ama.
It's very important that we know what blood is. It's very important where the life of God is because we need it. It is for me and it's for you. And here's what Jesus did because he loved you. Okay, verse 22. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. You're going to hell without this. You know that? There's no hope for you without this. So parents and your children, there's a God made a way to come to you through his son.
Para venir a usted a través de su hijo.
And that's critical, and we have to know the path
crítico.
Of what that did
tenemos
because of every single
bloody
footprint
porque esto tiene
was
unas
so you could
huellas de sangre.
Be coming to him
se puede
and his life
a
could
él.
Be upon you.
Y la vida
and I love what Brother Branham says. We'll get to that next week.
Vamos a entrar a la siguiente
in the message
semana.
Token, he gives you a substitutionary life. Because my life is no good.
Porque mi vida no es buena.
And your life is no good.
Y su vida no es buena.
So he has to give us a substitutionary life that's his life to come on top of my life.
Para venir sobre la vida
okay?
De usted. ¿Está bien?
You got that, Matthew?
¿Entendiste eso,
understand?
Mateo?
Okay.
¿Entiendes?
Okay, kids.
Okay, niños.
Let's go.
Vamos.
23, and it was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these.
Las figuras de las cosas celestiales fueron purificadas así.
Okay, the patterns of things are the goats, the scapegoat, the bullocks, the rams, the lambs. Okay, but the heavenly, those just typed Jesus, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifice than these. So here's the real thing now in verse 24. For Christ has not entered into the holy place made with hands, no earthly temple, no most holy place in Jerusalem. He went to heaven. What did he go to heaven with? Father, I was obedient.
Padre, yo fui obediente.
Father, I did what you asked me
Padre,
to do.
Yo hice lo que tú pediste.
Father, here.
Padre, aquí.
I have something to present to you.
Tengo algo para presentarte
for my brothers and my sisters that I've died for.
Por mis hermanos y mis hermanas por las
here,
cuales yo muerto aquí.
I offer you my blood.
Te ofrezco mi sangre.
Think of that, brothers and sisters.
Pienso acerca de eso, hermano.
That was a spiritual happening in an eternal place with God. And that was happened for you. Okay? For Christ has not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true. In verse 24. But into heaven itself.
Pero al cielo mismo.
Now,
ahora,
read this last phrase out loud with me.
Esta última frase con
now to appear in the presence of God for us.
Sino en el cielo mismo para presentarse ahora por okay. Nosotros ante Dios. ¿Está bien?
Here's the Logos, here's the Father.
Aquí está el Logos, aquí está
the
el
Logos
Padre.
Had to come,
el Logos
had to come into
venir,
flesh,
a
had to suffer.
Tuvo que sufrir,
had to die,
tenía que morir,
had to bleed.
Tenía
no
que sanar,
greater love hath this
no más grande amor
than a man lay down his life
de su vida
for his friend.
Por su amigo.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
And so he goes,
y él va,
he goes to the Father and he said, I did it.
Le dice, lo hice.
I did what you asked me
hice
to do.
Lo que me pedistes que hiciera.
It cost me everything.
Me costó absolutamente
and the
todo.
Father says,
el padre dice,
thank you, son.
Gracias,
you were the obedient son.
Tú
the one I've been planning on,
del cual yo
waiting for since the beginning of the foundation, before the world began.
Antes del principio del mundo.
And now with
ahora,
this life you presented to me,
esta vida presentada ante mí,
I'm going to send that life back on your brothers and sisters.
Esta vida de regreso a tus hermanos
okay?
Y hermanas. ¿Está bien?
So there's that exchange so, that
está,
happened.
Ese intercambio
de Levi, you got that?
Levi, ¿entendiste eso?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Eliana.
Okay, Eliana.
Tell us all about it.
Dines todo acerca de ello.
Isabel's hiding. Yeah. This is the most precious thing in the Word of God.
Esta es la cosa más preciosa.
And this is
la mente de Dios.
The love of God
y este es el amor de Dios
for us.
Para nosotros.
Okay. Question.
Pregunta.
What was the purpose?
¿Qué era el propósito?
Of the blood sacrifice. What was the purpose? Why did God say it had to be blood?
¿Por qué Dios dijo
why
que
did God ordain that before the beginning of the world?
Antes del principio
okay,
del mundo.
I'm going to read the next quote, which is from, where is the next quote from? God hiding him, it's right at the beginning of the seals.
En el principio de los
and
seals.
We know this, he talks about Abel.
Sabemos esto, él habla acerca de Abel.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Abel by, is by revelation.
Abel, por revelación,
offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice.
Le ofreció a Dios un sacrificio más excelente.
Look at this.
Mire usted esto.
Nothing clean about it.
Nada limpio acerca de
as far as it looked,
conforme se miraba,
humanly speaking,
humanamente hablando,
the little fellow, and grabbing him by the neck,
agarrándolo
and wrapping
cuello,
a vine around him like that,
poniendo algo alrededor del cuello de él,
pulled him along to the altar.
Y jalándolo hacia el altar.
Okay, this was nothing very beautiful.
Esto, no había nada muy hermoso.
No stained glass, no,
no
pipe organs,
así bonito,
no beautiful angelic choirs.
No coros cantando
okay,
bonito.
Laying him on the altar and hacking his little throat.
Poniéndolo sobre el altar y golpeando
sharp
su
rock until the blood flying all over him.
Con una navaja.
Bleeding, dying. It was a horrible
con una
sight.
Muy, muy, de esa manera.
But it was a simple.
y su sangre volando sobre de él,
in
todo
simplicity,
en él, en simplicidad,
he knew that he was born of his father, his mother,
él sabía
and
que
father's
él
blood,
de su madre y su padre, de la sangre de
born
ellos.
In his mother's blood by
nacido
his father's
la
blood.
Sangre de su madre, por la sangre de su padre.
And it was blood that caused the fall.
Y fue sangre lo que causó la caída.
So it was blood that would take it back.
So, entonces era sangre lo cual lo tomaría.
So he offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice.
So, entonces ofreció a Dios un sacrificio más excelente.
So here's why that had to be blood, kids.
Aquí está porque tuvo que ser sangre, niños.
Somebody had to die.
Alguien tenía que morir.
It was blood that caused us to fall, all
fue
of us.
Fue sangre lo cual causó que cayéramos,
okay.
Todos nosotros. Está bien.
And there's only one thing that's taken us back.
Y solo había una cosa
and
que
that's
nos tomaba
the blood.
De regreso, y esa era la sangre.
So the purpose of the blood, kids.
El propósito de la sangre.
Why it had to be blood
tuvo que ser sangre,
to redeem us,
para
to take us back.
Para llevarnos de regreso.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
And here we come to that wonderful, glorious word.
Maravillosa, gloriosa
and
palabra.
Again, unless you understand
una vez más, al menos que usted tiene
Brother Branham's use
las vista de
of that
Branham,
word,
de esa palabra,
you won't understand the message either.
Usted no va a entender el
okay?
mensaje tampoco. ¿Está bien?
You go to any denomination, any church,
usted va a cualquier iglesia, cualquier denominación,
they will look at the cross and say, I'm redeemed.
Mirarán ellos a la cruz y dicen, estoy redimido.
And that's true in a sense.
Y eso es verdad en
because
en
redemption
cierto
sentido, was paid on the cross.
Porque redención fue pagada en la cruz.
That'll always be glorified.
Que todo tiempo sea glorificado.
And the Lamb will be glorified throughout
y,
eternity.
Y el cordero sea glorificado.
But it goes on.
De la eternidad, okay? Pero continúa. ¿Está bien?
So redemption doesn't mean just to buy
no
back
nomás,
because he bought, we are his purchased possession.
Porque somos una posesión comprada.
Because he purchased us,
porque
Mary,
él nos compró ahí,
he wants to take us back.
Él tenía que tomarnos
how
atrás.
Far back does he want to take you,
¿qué
Mary?
Tan para atrás debía tomarnos?
What were you meant to be before
¿qué?
You were born into this world of sin?
Hacer antes de, para venir,
you were meant to be like Adam was in the Garden
mundo.
Of Eden.
Tú tenías que ser como Adán.
God and his family.
En el jardín de
what
Eden,
did it
Dios
say about
familia.
God and his
¿qué,
family?
¿Qué dice acerca de Dios y su familia?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
It said they're going to have dominion.
Dicen que ellos van a tener dominio.
Did Adam have dominion?
Adán tenía dominio.
Yeah, wouldn't sí. you like to have that?
¿Le gustaría usted tener eso?
He said, okay.
¿Está bien?
Hey, now listen, guys.
Ahora escuchen.
Once we have dominion, it's not over just animals.
Una vez que tenemos dominio, no es tan solo
and it's already to this place.
Y estamos en este lugar.
When you speak,
cuando
Brother
habla,
Greg,
hermano Greg,
he wants us to speak.
Él quiere que hablemos.
Okay, speak
¿está
to
bien?
Storms.
Hablarle a tormentas.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
What else could we speak to?
¿A qué más se le puede hablar?
An animal comes to bite your kids. Get away.
Un animal que viene y muerde
that
a sus
animal
niños.
Should obey you.
Vete, esos animales obedecerán.
Cancer comes and gets in your body. What do you say?
Cáncer viene a su cuerpo. ¿Qué
by
dice?
His stripes I've already been
por
healed.
Por sus llagas ya
you
soy
speak
curado.
The word.
Usted
right,
la
Brother Ron?
Correcto, hermano Ron?
So that's what, so when he says
lo que él dice,
he's bringing us back
está trayendo de
to be small G-O-D under the big G-O-D.
Con un pequeño okay. D-I-O-S, hacer un pequeño D-I-O-S.
So the purpose of the blood sacrifice is redemption.
De la sangre sacrificada es redención.
Okay. From the message, who is this Melchizedek?
Del mensaje, ¿quién es este Melchizedek?
We have been taught by the Lord that God is infinite.
Que Dios es infinito.
And omniscient.
Omnisciente.
And sovereign.
Y soberano.
So the fall did not take him by surprise.
La caída no le cayó a él por sorpresa.
Okay, that was all in his mind
eso
to bring it out and make known
traerlo.
To us,
y hacerlo
his children,
a sus hijos,
the wonderful depths of his love in his attributes.
El amor, la profundidad y maravilloso profundidad del amor en sus atributos.
It was in him to be father,
estaba en él, el
savior,
padre, salvador,
healer,
sanador,
shepherd,
pastor,
shield, protector,
escudo, proveedor,
provider, peace, and
paz,
all of this under the wonderful umbrella of Redeemer.
La
and Father.
Sombrilla de Redentor.
And the glorious word redeem means so much to us.
De redimir significa tanto para
after
nosotros.
The seven seals were
después
opened,
de los séptimos, de los siete
God
siete
is redeeming
Dios está
and
redimiendo.
Bringing us back to the original condition and position.
Hacia esa condición original y posición.
from the message, who is this Melchizedek? He says, did you get it? Let me say it again. The predestinated is the one that's considered in redemption. People might be like making like they are, but the real redemption is those who are predestinated. Because the very word redeem is to bring back. Is that right? To redeem something, to redeem anything, is to bring it back to its original place. Hallelujah. Now, this is why when I have a Weiss translation and I go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10, I about jump out of my chair because everything is in the Word of God. And Weiss translates Ephesians 1:10 so perfectly, and it's the message of the hour. It's the message, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. It's the whole Word of God in one sentence. And that one sentence is in the Bible. And that Bible's perfect. And he said, Ephesians 1:10, which good thing he purposed in himself with respect to the administration. Okay, now this is Hebrews 1 because it says by him he made the age, the worlds.
Okay,
but the Greek there for worlds is ages, times.
Okay.
So God is in control of all of these different
because
of epochs of times, right? So that's perfectly word. Okay, in the epochs, completion of the epochs of time,
en la totalidad de los tiempos, de las épocas de tiempo,
to bring back again to their original state.
A su estado original.
Isn't that amazing? Right in the Bible. There it is.
Ahí en la escritura. Ahí está.
Isn't that exactly this message?
Este mensaje,
is the message the word?
Es el mensaje
is the word
de la palabra,
perfect?
Es la palabra perfecta.
Look at how it dovetails together.
Karen,
we're going back to our original state.
Karen, vamos a nuestro estado original.
If that doesn't light up your candle and make
si
you want to
no
fly away, nothing will, huh?
Candela, no sé qué lo va a hacer.
Don't you love him?
No lo amo usted?
He's not going to leave us like we are.
No nos va a dejar como estamos.
He's not going to leave you in pain.
No nos va a dejar en dolor.
He's not going to leave you forgotten.
No lo va a dejar olvidado.
He's going to bring his life to restore you back.
Va a traer su vida para restaurar usted.
Restore, not just
restaurado.
Bring back, but bring
no
back restored.
Okay.
So, this is the complete purpose of the message of the hour in one sentence. So, here, please listen to this. The purpose of the blood and the purpose of the message is the very same thing. Can I say it one more time? The purpose of the blood of Jesus and the purpose of the message is the one and the same. They're exactly the same. To restore us back. Redemption. To bring us back. Let's go into some scriptures. Okay, what I have first, Romans 3, 21-27. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested.
Pero ahora, aparte de la ley, se ha manifestado la justicia de Dios.
Being witnessed by the law and the prophets.
Romans 4,
3:21.
3:21, that's it. But now the righteousness of God, without the law. Okay, yeah. Pero ahora, aparte de la ley, se ha manifestado la justicia de Dios.
Verse 22, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith.
La justicia de Dios por medio de la fe.
Of Jesus Christ, not in. Faith of Jesus Christ unto all that believe.
Para todos los que creen en él,
for there is no difference.
Porque no hay diferencia.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Por cuanto todos pecaron, están destituidos de la gloria de Dios.
How many times have we heard that in our lives? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
En nuestras vidas, que todos estamos fuera de la gloria de Dios.
What does that mean?
¿Qué Isabel? Significa eso, Isabel?
What does it mean that we've come short of the glory of God? Eliana's going to tell us.
Eliana no nos va a decir.
Do you know what it means? I'm not like Adam was. I'm different.
No soy. Soy diferente.
I got rotten teeth.
Tengo,
my bones hurt.
Mis huesos me duelen.
Okay.
Tengo dientes
I lost eternal life.
Perdí vida eterna.
And when you look at me, you don't see the Father.
Y cuando ustedes me miran a mí, ustedes no miran
I don't have dominion over everything.
No tengo dominio sobre todo.
So when the Bible says all have come short of the glory of God,
estamos destituidos de la gloria
they're saying
de Dios.
All have come short of what God is.
Todos,
right, Brother Daniel?
No somos lo que Dios es.
They've come short of the essence of everything that he is, his eternal life.
De la esencia de todo lo que él es, porque él es vida eterna.
Right?
Correcto.
Okay.
Está bien.
Man is no longer a small god under the under Father God.
El hombre no es un pequeño Dios.
Okay, he's no longer manifested eternal life.
Él no más manifiesta vida eterna.
He no longer looks like his father.
No se mira más como su padre.
Okay, but now God is making a way back.
Pero Dios ahora ha
hecho listen, girls, that's the most beautiful thing in the world.
Y esa es la cosa más hermosa
God
del mundo.
Is making a way back for
Dios
me and you.
Ha hecho un camino de regreso para
to take
usted,
us
para
back.
Mí, para llevarnos de
so
regreso.
That, you know, Sophie,
Sophia?
You won't have to wear that diabetic patch on your arm anymore.
No tienes que llevar ese, esa cosa en tu brazo
no,
para
not only that, take no a picture. Well, how old are you, honey?
¿Cuántos años tienes?
17, 18?
17, 18.
16? 16? What? I don't believe it.
No, no creo.
Not for a, you're only 14? 14? I thought you were 17 or 18.
Yo pensé que
okay, Eliana, what are you?
Okay, Eliana, ¿cuántos tienes tú?
Oh, you guys.
Oh.
Josh is 24, I think, right? Goodness sakes.
Yes,
ma'am. Well, one of these days.
En uno de estos días.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Take a picture of yourself, 14, and put it on the mirror. That's what you're going to be
ti,
like. 17, Eliana.
Y tú también, Eliana.
Isabel, what are you?
Ahí en la ventana.
16?
16.
Good ages.
Buenas edades.
Yeah.
Sí.
Okay.
Está bien.
Eternal youth.
Eterna
eternal health.
Juventud eterna.
Never to age.
Para nunca envejecer.
Oh, Michelle, wouldn't you like to go back?
Oh, no te gustaría regresar, Michelle.
I don't want to go back in this life, but I'd sure like to.
No en esta vida, pero seguramente.
But on the other, we got a new body waiting. To, you
tenemos
know.
Un nuevo
cuerpo okay.
Esperando. Está bien.
All right, let's go on.
Vamos a continuar.
Verse 24, being justified freely by the grace, by
sino
his grace.
Justificado libremente por su gracia.
Through the what?
A través de qué? La redención.
Where's that redemption?
¿Dónde está esa redención?
That is in Christ Jesus, through
Cristo
what?
Jesús.
Whom God has set forth to be
Dios
a what?
Ha puesto para nosotros
propitiation
para
through what?
Propiciación
faith
a través
in
de
his
qué?
Blood.
Pensa
what is redemption for?
Para que la redención.
What is the blood for?
Para que la sangre.
The blood's for redemption.
La sangre es para redención.
Redemption by the blood.
Redención
Ephesians chapter 1.
Efesios 1.
Verse 3.
Versículo 3.
Verse 3-7.
De 3-7.
Okay.
Está bien.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Bendito sea el Dios y Padre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Okay. Who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places.
Que nos bendijo con toda bendición espiritual en lugares celestiales en Cristo.
Do you ever get tired of reading the Scripture?
¿Usted se cansa de leer la Escritura?
Can't you pick this up and can't you read it one day and the next day and the next year and 10 years from now and love every single word of it? And doesn't it just get better and more precious every time you pick it up? That's because it's God. Yes. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that you should be what? And without what?
Y sin qué, sin
before
manchas,
who?
Delante de quién, delante de él.
Can you imagine that?
¿Se puede usted imaginar eso?
Mary, think of that.
Piensa acerca de eso, Mary.
He did this.
Él hizo esto.
Because he wants you without blame.
Porque lo
he wants you perfect
sin culpa,
before him.
Lo quiere perfecto delante de él.
Oh, my goodness. No. Having predestinated us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself.
En amor, habiéndonos predestinados para ser adoptados hijos suyos por medio de Jesucristo.
According to the good pleasure of his will.
Según el puro afecto de su voluntad.
To the praise, read it out loud. Verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace. Where he made us what?
Nos hizo qué? Aceptos en quién? En el amado.
Made us accepted where?
¿Dónde? Nos hizo aceptos.
In the beloved. Who's the beloved?
¿Quién es el amado?
Jesus.
Jesús.
You know that he made you accepted in Jesus
sabía que
so he could cover you with his blood,
Jesús,
so he could give you his life, so he could restore you, so he could take you back. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Oh, la sangre de Jesús.
See, it's not chemistry, is it?
No es química, correcto?
It's his life.
Es la vida de él.
Okay, verse 7.
Versículo siete.
Read it out loud.
Léalo usted conmigo.
In whom we have redemption through his blood,
por su sangre,
the forgiveness of sins
perdón de pecados,
according to the riches
las riquezas
of his grace.
De su gracia.
Love it.
Lo amo.
Don't you love the word of God?
No, amo usted la sangre.
Is this God in simplicity?
Es Dios en simplicidad.
Is this God in beauty?
¿Es Dios en
Is
belleza?
This God in wonder?
¿Es Dios en maravilla?
Is this the love of God?
¿Ese es el amor de Dios? Set
1 Peter chapter 1,
Primera de Pedro,
18
capítulo
to 21. Chapter 1, verse 18. Okay. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain order of life, received by the tradition of your fathers. You were stuck there.
Usted estaba atorado
Something
ahí.
Had to take us back from that.
Sabiendo que fuisteis rescatados de vuestra vana manera de vivir, la cual recibisteis de vuestros padres, no con cosas corruptibles como oro o plata, sino con la sangre preciosa de Cristo.
What's going to take me from that miserable non-progression life stuck in the system.
Me va a tomar de esa vida
Verse
19,
but with the precious blood of Christ,
sino con la sangre preciosa de Cristo,
as of a lamb without blemish and without
como un cordero
spot,
sin manches y contaminación,
who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world,
desde antes de la fundación
but
del
was
mundo,
manifested in these last times for you.
Manifestado en los postreros tiempos por amor
and look
de
at
vosotros.
What it says.
Mire lo que dice.
This Jesus,
es Jesús.
This one, who spilled his precious blood
el cual derramó
and presented
su sangre
it to the Father
presentó al Padre
for us.
Por nosotros.
And the Father says, I'll take
el Padre dice, yo
it, I'll accept
tomo.
It, I'll send your life back.
Si envío
they don't
vida
have to stay the way they are.
No tienen que quedarse
I'll bring
así
them back,
los voy
I'll restore them back,
los
restauro I'll heal them. I'll heal their bodies. I'll heal their minds. I'll heal their conscience. I'll heal their reasoning. I'll heal all of it. And they're going to be just like Adam again. Now look what it says. Who, verse 21. Read it out loud with me. Who by him do believe in God that raised him from the dead and gave him glory that your faith and hope might. You couldn't believe if it wasn't for Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Jesus gave you his faith. The Holy Spirit coming down. So what is the purpose of the blood? Timothy.
Timoteo.
What have we been saying? The purpose of the blood is what? Redemption.
Redención.
Say it out loud with me.
Dígalo
the purpose
conmigo.
Of
el
the blood
de la
is redemption.
Es redención.
What is redemption? To take us back.
Llevarnos de regreso.
Okay. Question.
Pregunta.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Why did redemption have to be by the blood,
¿Por qué
brother
la redención
Daniel?
Tuvo que ser por la sangre, hermano Daniel?
Why did it have to be?
¿Por qué tuvo
Why
que
did
ser?
God design it?
¿Por qué?
Okay, now the answer to that is all around us.
La respuesta parece estar todo alrededor de
It's
nosotros.
In nature.
Está en la naturaleza.
The answer is even carried in our bodies.
Aún la respuesta está es llevada
okay.
en nuestros cuerpos.
Christian.
Bien? Christian.
You're at work.
Tú estás en el trabajo.
You're helping your mom in the kitchen.
Estás ayudando a tu
you
mamá
pick
en
up
la
a knife.
Cocina. Tomas tu
and you miss
navaja.
What you're hitting and you hit your arm.
Y esto es lo que está, te golpea,
well,
te golpea
let's
tu
just
brazo.
Say. Your wrist. All of a sudden, Christian's bleeding.
De repente, Christian está sangrando.
What's the first thing you do?
¿Qué es la primera cosa
What's
que
the first
hace?
Thought that comes to your mind?
¿Cuál es la primera?
I'm what?
Estoy sangrando.
Well, so?
¿Y? It's okay.
So why does that concern you?
¿Por qué te preocupa eso?
Oh. It's what, Greg? Life-threatening. Well, how's that?
Es amenaza su vida.
So when I bleed
eso?
To death, I what?
Cuando sangro a muerte.
Christian, what happens when you just keep bleeding and bleeding?
¿Qué pasa cuando estás sangrando y sangrando?
Okay.
Tú mueres.
So the blood is
la sangre es
life.
Vida.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Let's go to some scriptures there. Purpose of the blood is redemption. Blood is life. Genesis chapter 9,
Genesis 9,
verses 1 through 4. This is Noah. Okay. And God blessed Noah and his, verse 1, mm-hmm. 1 to 4. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth.
Same thing.
And look at this.
Y mire usted esto.
And the fear of you
el temor y el miedo
and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth.
De vosotros estarán sobre todo animal de la tierra.
Is that Genesis 1:26? You shall have dominion over them.
Eso es, Genesis 1:26,
every fowl of the air. Upon all that moves on the earth,
lo que se mueve y vive,
upon all the fishes,
y todos los aves,
into your hand they are delivered.
En vuestras manos son entregados.
Okay, every moving thing that liveth shall
todo
be meat for you,
vive, o será para mantenimiento.
Even every green herb,
así como las
I have given you all
verdes,
things.
Os lo he dado todo.
But the read verse 4 out loud with me, please.
Conmigo.
But flesh,
pero carne,
with the life thereof, which
sangre,
is the blood, you
no
shall
comeréis.
Blood is life. Life is blood. Okay?
Sangre,
Leviticus
vida,
chapter
sangre.
17.
Ahora vamos al capítulo
17. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel and of the strangers that sojourn among you that eateth any manner of blood, I will set my face against that soul that eats blood and will cut him off. Wow. Hey, you guys that like rare steaks? Good thing there's grace now. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you on the altar to make an atonement for your souls. Now I thought blood was the atonement. But here he says, life is the atonement. Blood and life are the same thing. For it is the blood that makes atonement for your soul. Therefore I said unto the children, no soul shall eat bread. Pretty strong laws. God's watching over that, isn't he? Okay, neither shall any stranger that sojourns among you eat blood. Verse 13, and whatsoever man there be of the children of Israel or the stranger that sojourn among you, which turneth and catcheth any beast or fowl
y cualquier varón de los
that may be eaten,
o de los extranjeros que mora entre ellos, que cazare animal o jave que sea de comer, derramará su sangre.
He shall pour out the blood thereof,
y la cubrirá con tierra,
cover it with dust,
y la cubrirá con tierra,
for it is the life of all flesh.
Porque la vida de toda carne.
Okay, the blood
la sangre
is for the life.
Es por la vida.
The blood is for the life. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, you shall
por tanto eat he dicho a los hijos de Israel, no
the,
comeréis
no
la
blood
sangre
of manner of flesh, for the flesh,
carne.
All life of the flesh is the blood.
Porque la vida de toda carne es su sangre.
Deuteronomy chapter 12,
Deuteronomy 12,
verse 23. Only be sure that you eat not the blood, for the blood is the life. The blood is the life.
La sangre es la vida.
Okay? Blood is life.
Solamente que te mantengas firme y no comer sangre, porque la sangre es la vida.
Okay.
No comeres la vida juntamente con su sangre.
So the blood had to be shed in obedience and offered to God.
La sangre que se tenía que ser derramada en obediencia y ofrecida a Dios.
He was well pleased.
Era complaciente
and accepted it
y aceptada,
and proved that he accepted
y probar
it
que él aceptó,
by sending the very life of that blood back to you
vida de la sangre de regreso
to
a,
redeem you
a ti,
and take you home.
Para redimirte,
restored,
traerte de regreso a casa.
Make you a son, make you a daughter.
Lo hace un hijo, lo hace una hija.
The precious blood
la
of
sangre,
Jesus.
La preciosa
Romans chapter 5.
Romanos 5.
Okay.
Está bien.
This is our last one. Verse 6 through 10.
6 al 10.
For when we are yet without strength, in due time,
porque Cristo, en cuanto éramos débiles en su tiempo,
Christ died for the ungodly.
Murió por los impíos.
For scarcely for a righteous man will one die.
Ciertamente apenas morirá alguno,
yet
por un
peradventure
justo.
For a good man some would dare to die.
Con todo pudiera ser que algunos harán morir por el
but
bueno.
God commends his love toward us.
Mas Dios muestra su amor para con nosotros.
And that while we were yet sinners,
en que siendo aún pecadores,
Christ died for us.
Cristo murió por nosotros.
Well, what are the next three words there?
¿Cuáles son las siguientes?
Much
pues
more than what? Much
pues
more.
Mucho más que.
Why does he put those words in
porque
there? Much more.
Palabras, pues mucho más.
Most people, most denominations
la
stop right
de la
there.
Gente, la
Jesus died for
ahí.
Me. Hallelujah, I'm
Jesús
done.
Murió por mí,
I went
ya
forward.
Se
I shook the hands of the pastor. Salté, I joined the church.
Saludo al pastor y todo.
No, you're just beginning.
No, apenas estás principiando.
These words right here, verse 9.
Palabras, versículo 9.
Much more than.
Pues mucho más,
being now justified by his blood,
justificado en sangre,
we shall be saved from
él,
wrath
seremos salvos
through him.
De la ira, a través de él.
Once I am saved,
porque si siento,
I need him
lo necesito
through him that saves me from wrath.
Él,
so there's still more work
de
of the Holy Spirit.
So hay más obra del Espíritu Santo.
Verse 10.
Versículo 10.
For if when we were enemies,
porque si siendo enemigos,
we were reconciled to God by the death of his son.
Fuimos reconciliados con Dios por la muerte de su hijo.
Here it is again.
Aquí
what are the next two words?
Una de las siguientes palabras.
After the death of his son,
después de la muerte de su
more,
hijo,
much
mucho
more.
Más,
after
mucho
the death,
después de
after
la muerte,
the blood, there's much
de la
more.
Sangre, ahí hay mucho más.
You with me? Much more being reconciled, we shall
mucho
be
más
what?
Estando reconciliados, seremos que.
Now, how does that work?
¿Cómo eso trabaja?
Bethany.
Bethany.
How does that work?
¿Cómo funciona?
Because I'm already accepted the blood of Jesus,
porque
right, Josh?
La sangre de Jesucristo, ¿correcto?
Why does it say much more
¿por qué
twice?
Dice mucho más?
And what does it say after I'm reconciled?
¿Y por qué dice que después
I
que
thought I was saved through the blood.
Pensé que era salvo a través de la sangre.
What does the last phrase say there?
La última frase.
Being reconciled, read it out loud. We shall be what? By what?
Reconciliados con Dios por la muerte de su hijo.
Tell me the true birth, new birth isn't the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Digan que el verdadero nacimiento no es el bautismo del Espíritu.
You know the glory of this.
La gloria.
Romans chapter 5.
Romanos 5.
It's an amazing revelation.
Es una
given to God's man for men.
Dado a los hombres de Dios para los hombres.
God gave this to Paul.
Dios le dio
it's revelation Pablo. Straight from the throne of God.
Revelación directamente del trono
because
de Dios.
He does not allow his believing
no
children to stop
creyentes
his walk
que paren
of faith,
su caminata de fe,
believing only in the blood sacrifice of the cross.
En la sangre sacrificada en la cruz.
It pulls us forward.
Nos jala hacia adelante.
It urges us to
nos
go on.
Para continuar.
See, to see that the blood paved the way forward for the completion of redemption and through his life and his life through his word saved from wrath, saved by his life. You with me? Daniel, is this making sense?
Daniel, ¿tiene esto sentido?
What is the blood?
Uh-huh.
What's it for?
¿Para qué es?
Is it the chemistry?
¿Es la química?
The blood is the life.
La sangre
what is
es
the
la
life
vida.
For?
Para
redemption. What is redemption for? To take
para,
us back.
Para llevarnos
to restore
regreso,
us.
Para
to bring us back.
Para traernos de regreso.
After
después,
being saved by faith in his blood,
fe en su sangre,
twice
doblemente,
in Romans chapter 5,
Romanos cinco,
much more
mucho
than
más, entonces,
in verse 9,
en el versículo
verse
9,
10,
versículo
much
diez,
more.
Mucho más,
being saved,
siendo salvo,
we shall be reconciled.
Seremos reconciliados.
There's more.
Ahí hay más.
There's a salvation.
Ahí está la salvación.
Josh, how does that work?
¿Cómo eso funciona,
I
José?
Thought I was saved only by the blood.
Pensé que era salvo por la sangre.
Much so, more than
mucho más, entonces,
saved by his life.
Salvados
tell me this
vida.
Isn't the message of the hour.
Dígame usted que este no es
tell
el
me that our
hora.
Prophet didn't preach perfectly the
dígame
word
que
of God.
Profeta no predicó
huh?
perfectamente
what did
la
he
palabra.
Say? You got to get him to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You have to be
Santo.
Saved by that
tiene
life.
Que ser salvo por esa vida.
Right?
Correcto?
Hallelujah. 11. To be continued.
Para continuar.
Next week we'll get into the blood, heading towards the blood and the word. But I got a couple here from the message token. Okay. Now, here,
aquí,
you guys,
ustedes.
token.
Señal.
I mean, he preached this, what, three or four times? Four times, didn't
predicó
he?
Eso, okay. Tres, cuatro veces.
Okay, three times. Jeffersonville,
Jeffersonville,
Texas, and California,
Texas,
for sure.
California, por seguro.
You stay there under the blood.
Tú dices que te quedas ahí bajo la sangre.
Until you know the token is applied.
O sea, que tú sabes que la señal está aplicada.
Listen to this.
Escucha esto.
Saved by his life.
Salvado
right?
Por su vida, ¿correcto?
Until your whole,
o sea, que toda tu,
the mind that was in Christ
la mente
is in
que estaba
you.
En Cristo
there
está
you
en
go.
Ti. Ahí está.
Until all the nonsense of the world is gone.
Hasta todas las cosas y sentidos del mundo.
Until your whole heart's desire is
desaparecidas.
Him.
Hasta que todo corazón.
Okay.
Deseo de tu corazón está en él.
The life is the
vida.
Token.
La vida es la
the
señal.
Life is the token.
La vida
it's
es
the
la
life
señal.
That's the token.
Es la vida la cual
your
es
life
la
is gone.
Su vida
you are dead.
Usted está
your
muerto.
Life is dead.
Su vida está muerta.
You're hid in God.
Está escondido en Dios.
Through Jesus Christ.
A través de Jesucristo.
Sealed in there by the
enseñado
Holy Spirit.
Ahí por el Espíritu Santo.
The mind that was in Christ
la mente
is in
que
you.
Estaba en Cristo está en usted.
And Christ
y Cristo
and the Bible
y la Biblia
and the Word
y la palabra
are the same.
Son lo mismo.
Are you with me?
Está usted conmigo, ¿me entiende?
The blood is the word. Okay. We'll continue.
Continuaremos.
But hang on to those thoughts.
Quédese con esos pensamientos.
Lori, you got that down?
Laura.
Stand up and tell us about it. Sis.
Párate y dinos acerca de ella, hermana.
Oh, you hate me, don't you? Put you on. Janelle, tell us about it. What is the blood of Jesus?
¿Qué es la sangre de Jesús?
Do you love it?
¿Lo amas?
Mm-hmm. My goodness, it's rich, isn't it?
Dios mío,
it's,
rico,
it's all the love of God.
Es todo el amor de Dios.
It's the love of Jesus Christ. And the sad part is, Daniel, you see this, I'm
mira,
sure.
Esto, Daniel,
and the people
seguro.
You talk to, right?
Y la gente que tú le hablas, ¿correcto?
They go, they accept Jesus as their Savior, and what do they say? I'm done.
Y
it's all I need.
Right?
And they don't know the scriptures well enough to say, hey, you're just started.
No conocen la escritura lo suficiente que
you just
dicen,
much more than decir, read those verses
acabo de comenzar.
Much
hay
more
mucho
than
más que eso,
much
mucho
more
más
than
que eso.
Being being sanctified
siendo santificado
being justified
siendo justificado
we will be saved through his life
seremos salvados a través
we will
de
be
su
saved
vida.
From wrath
seremos salvados
through
de ira
him
a través de él
his life coming on us
su vida viniendo
you
a
love him
¿lo
musicians amas? Would
músicos,
you come
podrían venir
okay.
Está bien.
You love our musicians, aren't you thankful
thank
for
you.
Them?
Amen. Yeah.
Stephen and Bethany, thank you for leading songs. You didn't, but you know, you came with them.
You are one.
Thank you for leading songs.
Thank you.
Pete, whoever, if you're online, thank you for leading songs Wednesday night.
Amen.
Nate, we love you.
Amen.
Glad that you're our song leader too. Oh, God be praised. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? What number is that? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul? What? Blood of the Lamb, are your garments, are they white as snow, are you washed? 127, stand up with me, would you please? Do you love the Lord? Is he worth standing up for? Is he worth honoring in everything that we have? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in the grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul, cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments
from this time? Are you
one?
Emma, where do I find that blood? I need it. I need to be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
That's very good. Where does prayer take you?
¿A dónde te lleva la oración?
Hallelujah! You mean we can go to the presence of God? And when we go to the presence of God, when we go into His Word and His Word opens up to us, and all of a sudden His life and the life of that Word comes down and cleanses us, and there's the blood of Jesus, right? Isn't that amazing? You love Him? Next verse. Are you walking daily at the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white? Isn't it amazing? Because while some people will sing this song and think only past tense, to a past deed, okay? What does Brother Branham tell us in the last messages? Satan's eating, God of this evil age. He says Satan will let you talk about Jesus past tense all day long. Bring him up present tense. Just say, hey, He's still washing me. His blood is still here because His life is still here because His word is still here. And that's washing me every day. Okay, next verse. When the bridegroom cometh, robes be white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb. Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright? You'll be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are you washed in? Amen. Last verse. Lay aside garments that are stained with sin. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Be washed. Amen. Are you washed in the blood? In His blood. You look. Your bed spotless. Are they white? Thank you, Lord. Okay, Brother Juan, would you close us in prayer?
What a great mystery, Father. Mm-hmm. You become invisibility.
Yes. Yes.
And be among us this last time in us, Father. Once again, God in flesh. Mm-hmm. Like the prophet said, how it has been the teaching, God's men for men. Lots of wonderful, lots of marvelous. They're the greatest, man. We can pass so much time just trying to find words, man. But the best is just us. Forever and ever.
bless you all. Thank you.